We've come to a workshop in central Kiev. You can smell glue and varnish in the air. There are metal and wooden parts all over the place, and particularly quite a few sets of wings. Because here, Ukrainian volunteers are designing and manufacturing drones to be used by the Ukrainian military in the conflict in the east of the country. Yaroslav Tropinov is one of the founders of Army SOS.
This building is some part of old factory where we have the headquarters of Army SOS, one of the biggest volunteer groups in Ukraine that helps Ukrainian army forces in war with Russia.
The war in the east of Ukraine.
It's not the conflict in eastern Ukraine. It's really war with Russia, because there are Russian forces which are fighting against Ukrainian army. That is why it is war with Russia.
On the radio, they mentioned the American president leaving office. Donald Trump says he wants to improve relations with Russia, and many Ukrainians are anxious about what that will mean.
The question is whether Putin is able to offer him any kind of pragmatic relationship, and what would it be?
Svetlana Zalizchuk is a Ukrainian MP.
And I doubt that Donald Trump will be able to find any benefits between US-Russian relationship without losing its trust, without losing its partnership with Europeans, but also Japan, Australia, Canada, and so on. So Trump would have to choose.
For the outgoing US Vice President Joe Biden, that choice is simple.
Ukraine, like every country in Europe, has a right to determine its own path. Yet Russia seeks to deny that choice. And the international community must continue to stand as one against Russian aggression and coercion.
Mr. Biden has led the Obama administration's policy on Ukraine. His speech in Kiev, 4 days before Donald Trump becomes US president, seemed like a plea not to forget about Ukraine.
So much depends on your success, not just for Ukrainians, but for Europe. And I hope the next administration will also want to be a supporter and a partner.
Any deal between Russia and the West without Ukraine will mean that Ukrainians will not give up on fighting for their freedom and trying to re-establish their territorial integrity.
Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Ivana Klimpushtin-Sadze.
I can see that there is a big willingness to use Russia as a partner in the fight against terrorism, but our experience shows that Russia is a terrorist state.
3 years ago, demonstrators in Kiev forced a pro-Russian president from power. Since then, Ukraine's backers, like Britain and America, have pushed for reform. The process hasn't been perfect, but Western governments believe Ukraine is changing for the better.
The US has provided two $1 billion loan guarantees to Ukraine, which is fantastic. It makes our borrowing cheaper.
Paul Nyland was born in Ireland. He's now an entrepreneur in Kiev, and was one of those protesting for change.
A reformed Ukraine, a more prosperous and democratic Ukraine, that's a great model for the entire former Soviet space. That's why it worries Vladimir Putin so much. It's the greatest challenge to his rule, to the way that he rules, a reformed Ukraine.
When I just got here, I felt this unique feeling, so to say.
For all the videos promoting American-Ukrainian relations, change is in the geopolitical air.
People talk to each other and they connect.
Uncertainty reigns, as so far we've had a mixture of messages from Team Trump on Russia and its Western neighbour, Ukraine.